Good morning. There is a lot of chatter out there in the marketplace today about drying across the Midwest over the next 2 weeks. Is that really going to be a problem, is my question to you. I think for the most part, subsoil moisture across the Midwest is quite favorable right now, and it is going to continue to carry on normal crop development, even if there is a firming of the topsoil continuing over the next 10 days or 2 weeks even. The subsoil moisture is where most of the crop's root system are at, and we'll certainly be able to tap into moisture on a regular basis there. As long as we avoid hot temperatures, we should see the crops continuing to develop favorably. Now, I certainly will be the last person to say that it won't be drying down across the Midwest over these next 2 weeks, but there will be sufficient amounts of subsoil moisture to carry on normal crop development. We don't have a ridge of high pressure prevailing over any part of the Midwest proper, and because of that, we'll avoid the excessive heat that can occur sometimes in the month of August, and as long as our temperatures stay seasonable to perhaps slightly cooler biased and we get a few showers and thunderstorms to occur as is expected, we'll probably see our crops continuing to develop in a relatively good manner. Recent weather has brought relief to the drier pockets across the region. Michigan, of course, picked up on significant rainfall last weekend, along with some immediate neighboring areas in Ohio and Indiana. We're going to see some significant relief occur today and tomorrow across the eastern Dakotas and parts of Minnesota where it had been quite dry. And yesterday and early this morning, we saw significant rain occur in southern Illinois, southwestern Indiana, and parts of Kentucky and areas southward into the U.S. Delta to bring some relief to another area that had been drying out. Certainly, central portions of Illinois and some interior northern portions of that state are drying out excessively and will need to see some significant rain in the near future. Out of all areas in the Midwest, it's probably the one region that may have a tough time seeing some improvement for a while. With that said, there will be a good chance for some showers and thunderstorms to work their way across those drier biased areas in Illinois as we get into the weekend coming up. The precipitation looks to be favored right now for the period Saturday into Sunday. The amounts of rain, though, will not be large, and that's where the problem might lie. We'll expect to see only light amounts of rainfall, upwards to a half inch, occurring across the region, and that won't be enough to bolster soil moisture for very long, and so the drying bias will continue in that area for a while longer. So we'll keep a close eye on that particular region. Most other areas in the Midwest, though, will stay in relatively good shape. Our temperatures are expected to be seasonable through a big part of the next week to 10 days. We'll expect high temperatures initially here to be actually a little cooler biased today, with upper 70 and lower 80 degree readings expected in much of the region. Somewhat similar temperatures will occur tomorrow, although warmer air will be working its way through the western and southern parts of the region. And as we get on into the Saturday and Sunday time period, we'll see some of our warmest weather evolving, with highs getting up into the 90s across the south western portions of the Corn Belt, including places like Missouri, Kansas, southernmost sections of Illinois, and neighboring areas of Kentucky and the Delta. We may see some extreme highs getting up close to 100 degrees in eastern Kansas and maybe extreme west central Missouri for a brief period of time, but that will not be very widespread or common. We'll expect to see a little bit of relief occurring in those areas shortly thereafter. Temperatures next week, mostly 80s and lower 90s across the region. Low temperatures at night are expected to be primarily in the 60s, with a few lower 70s in the south and a few upper 50s in the northwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.